Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even if you're busy and seldom at home and find it hard to take time for yourself. These challenges are meant for you, especially if you've explored before what it means to follow Jesus. If you've never looked into that in an elementary sense in the first place, then Christianity 101 would be a great course to start with. We offer it through the same website and app. We're planning to offer it in person soon as well. So if you'd be interested in taking that course in person in Ajax, please visit our website, fill in the little poll that we have going there to let us know what kind of timing and location would work best for you. Our daily challenges follow a rhythm where we explore one topic each week and try to stay in sync together as a community, even when we're not physically together. That means every Monday we introduce the theme. Every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that challenges and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Friday is a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day for rest, and then Sunday is our day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we started a brand new Christian community in Ajax called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We meet every second Sunday, and we worship together in one room regardless of our age. That's one of the things that makes our church really unique, is that there's something for all ages to participate in as we learn to follow Jesus together. Visit RedeemerAjax.ca for more information about that. In this new year, we've been studying a brand new series called Epic. We're looking at the Old Testament part of the Bible. We're looking at some of the big stories that are present there that may be a little bit familiar to you, some of the great stories like David and Goliath and Noah's Ark and things like that, but that you might not have quite understood before, or that you might not have understood at least in context. That's why we're calling it epic. Some of these stories in and of themselves are epic, but really we're going to see how each of these stories fits into one great big epic story, the story of the entire Bible, of the entire universe. Now this week we're going to be studying the story of two brothers who both tried to give a gift, and the gift was received very differently. Now, this is something we may be able to relate to. We've just come through the Christmas season when there's lots of gift giving and lots of anxiety over trying to find the perfect gift for people. We always wonder, is this what they wanted? Is it the right color? Is it too forward? Is it too much? Is it too little? We can have all kinds of anxiety around gift giving and wanting to communicate something with our gifts, wanting to put our best foot forward. If you buy a special gift for that special someone, you can find your stomach in knots wondering how they'll receive it. Or maybe you've watched in horror as you gave a gift to a child and the child put your gift aside and quickly moved on to other toys and you realized it might not have been their favorite toy this Christmas. Or worse yet, maybe they ignore the toy and just loved the box that you put it in. My wife reminded me recently that one of our first Christmases that we knew each other, I had bought her a gift. And apparently I spent way too much time telling her what an amazing deal I got on the gift. She didn't mind hearing a little bit about it, but I went on and on and on, and she started to really wonder if I'd picked the gift because it was perfect for her and something that I really liked, or I knew she would like, or whether I just bought it because it was supposed to be a good deal and maybe I got talked into it by a salesperson. She started to really question my motives. Why did I give her this gift? Because it was a deal, or because it was the right thing for her? Now, I don't remember the exact circumstances of why I told her so many times what a great deal I got. Maybe I was nervous because the relationship was new, nervous that I'd spent too much or the gift was too forward. I don't know. Either way, I guess my explanations kind of took away from the magic of the gift and made her really question my motives. When we buy a gift for somebody, you know the old cliche, it's the thought that counts. Motives matter. It's another way of saying that a gift is meant to represent something in our heart and tell the recipient how we feel about them. It's not just about the item itself or its value. It's about the message that's being communicated. It's about the person's heart behind it. Well, the stakes are high when you give a gift to anybody, a child, a spouse, a boss, anybody else, but imagine how high the stakes are when we give a gift to God. This week we'll be exploring a story of two brothers who gave gifts to God. And one went over really well, and one didn't. We're going to try to explore why that is. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about. explore with a teammate, with a group that you've been meeting with, or if you haven't been, I hope you'll start a group. Meet some people from the train, bus, workplace, home, who might want to study what it means to follow Jesus with you. I know it can be nervous to bring that topic up, but it generally goes really well. People are actually quite flattered that you want to talk about life's big questions with them, that they matter that much to you. They'll see the motives, to put it another way. So here's your question for today. What kinds of offerings or gifts do you think God wants from us? Have you ever tried giving God something or anything at all before? What happened? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.